Jackie, we have got Fiona with us today, from the crate at Casey Race. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your first time with us.
It sure is.
It's fun to have you. Look at Daz, he's like sitting there nodding, going, yes,
that's great.
This is good.
We love meeting everybody from Fiona, but we love meeting everybody from all the different aspects of what the centres do. There's a whole heap of people that work across all the centres, and it's lovely to get to know everybody, what they do. Because a crate is something that's kind of like a bit of a hidden, not so much a secret, but it's a hidden department within the centres, isn't it? Not a lot of people know how good the crate is and how good it can be you if you've started a journey in fitness.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we offer amazing programs in the crate, and we encourage everyone to come along and see what we do. And it's not just for members, it's also for casual guests. So anyone within, you know, the city of Casey or Cranbourne can come along, and we'll look after their children for them.
I think that's a big one, because when I first found that out, I was totally blown away. I had no idea that it wasn't just for the members. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, so you can, you know, have some peace, go and get your hair cut, go and have a coffee, and we'll take care of your loved ones, your little ones.
And not that financially that should be your motivation to be part of the crate, but also very affordable as well. So it's not like it's going to cost you an arm and a leg and another gym membership to be able to do that. It's very affordable. So that's taken into consideration as well, I'm taking it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's not a lot of limited hours services that we offer around in Cranbourne anymore, and it is affordable, and it's an amazing program.
How long have you been working at the crate, Fiona?
For 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. So you obviously love kids.
Yeah, I've been in the children's services industry for 20 years.
Okay, that's a decent amount of time. That's 20, probably 19 and a half years longer than I'd last if I was doing that job. I'd take my hat off to you, that's for sure. You're here this morning to talk to us about some handy tips to keep kids healthy during these horrible winter months. What have you got for us?
Yeah, like, you know, we know that from May to September is a cough and cold period, and children will pick up bugs, and that's how they build up their immunity to become strong adults. So, you know, we can't avoid some sicknesses, but we do have some tips that we use at Race Childcare, and I also apply these at home. Having three children, I like to make sure that we try and keep the bugs out of home. So the big one for all of us is, you know, regular hand washing. Soap, water. A little tip that we use is to sing happy birthday with the children while we're washing their hands.
Love that. Yeah.
So that they've got a little bit of, you know, time to kill all the and eliminate the bacteria. The other thing we talk about with the children is try to avoid touching their nose and face or to get a tissue.
Okay. We were talking about that a little earlier.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, so, you know, just talking about getting a tissue and encouraging the children to wipe their own noses and then wash their hands.
Yes, please.
Do you find that, I wonder if you get any feedback from parents when they have a birthday party at home and they sit there and the cake comes out and all of a sudden the kids waltz off to the bathroom just go and wash their hands prior. Like, we're all doing happy birthday from the bathroom today, obviously.
Funny.
When have you learned that one from?
Very
Thank
true.
You, Craish.
Or you can make up your own little hand washing song.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That is good.
A really important one, and something that, you know, it's cold outside, so we avoid going outside, but we know that plenty of exercise, sleep and fresh air actually helps your immune system. So, you know, put a coat on the children, pop a beanie on, but make sure you're getting outside. It's really important that children are exploring their environment all year round, using their big muscles. And, so we need to be going outside. People think we'll keep them inside, rug them up, but no. We need to be out there and exploring.
One of the fun things that kids love to do when they're little as well is jump in puddles. It's part of life.
Absolutely.
It's part of being a kid. Just get that done.
Yeah, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do that.
And if the parents want the kids to be a bit stronger to do that, come see me and I can talk to them about a health and wellness membership. As you are at any time.
Absolutely.
Well, there's your plug.
There you go.
Well done, you. Good job.
Always ABCing, isn't that what you
always,
said?
Always be closing. Or always
be Cindy.
I like the Cindy one.
Yeah.
Now, a similar type thing over at, I don't know, we're chatting about RaceO, but similar type thing happens over at ARC.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've got a great childcare service there. They've got a beautiful big yard out there that they go out and explore.
Yes.
And yeah, it's gorgeous.
Really nice.
Yeah, lots of natural materials. And it's great when you go walk into ARC and you can see and hear all the children exploring their world out there. Yeah, it's fantastic.
What's one of your favourite things about working in childcare? What do you love?
Oh, just the relationships that you form with the families and the mm-hmm. children. It's just amazing. And to see a child grow, you know, this is their first transition often in our environments from home into care. And to watch that transition is amazing, to see them grow.
I just think working in childcare, I've always had a respect for people that can work in childcare because it's just not for me. But I will say one of the things I love about kids is they are so real and so honest. So you must be told, very matter of fact, you know, fun stuff all the time, that you're laughing in your job. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And that's the parts of my job that I love when I'm outside with the children,
yep,
on top of the mound, going down the slide or in the sandpit, and they just say things, and yeah, you do, you laugh, and it's just amazing.
It's kind of like a grandparent's career, isn't it?
What?
It kind of is. Like, you know, grandparents, you can love the kids and then you can just give them back.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you, Grandpa.
I don't like giving my granddaughter back. Although I get to see her. She's up in the Gold Coast at the moment, so I miss her a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's to be able to have a whole heap of kids in your life, and you would fall in love with them because they're kind of part of like an extended family for you, no doubt. Absolutely. But you can always say, we've had a bad day, you can off you go to Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
I love watching that journey on their first visit. They're crying because they don't want Mum to leave. And then by about week four, they're crying because they don't want to go home. They want to stay.
Fiona's getting a little choked up now. Yeah. Or it could be winter. Yeah.
Winter bugs.
Yeah. Do you have much to do with the creche, Jackie, or from a swimming perspective? Do they? Everything links up kind of anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You're right. Probably only when we have Mum and one child in the water and the other one is at creche, and then poor Mum's cold and wet and does the quick swap over and runs one back to the creche and picks the other one up and comes back and does another swimming lesson. So, the swimming lesson program doesn't have a lot to do with it, but as you said, everyone's kind of a family and we all work together. And Race, I think, even have a three-year-old kinder program there now. So people tying in even more with the creche at the centres.
There it is again. And I suppose this area is growing rapidly at the moment. And it's almost like a hidden treasure you've got right there at our fingertips. So if anyone's listening and they are looking for childcare, do you have any spaces available at the moment?
Yeah, we sure do. So we run two sessions every day at Casey Race, and Casey Arc have three sessions a day. There is an enrolment process that we must follow. So we ask that people give us a call or come down and have a look around. Our kinder program over at Casey Race is full at the moment. So we run that four afternoons a week, but come down and we'll take your details and get you ready for term four or for even for next year. People are looking already.
One of the great things too, which I learnt maybe a couple of months ago, was that the parents have the ability to be able to put the kids in and trial them as well, especially when they're not really sure how the little one will go without mum and dad. They can actually be in there with them for a few 10 minutes or so and then leave them and just gradually work the kids into the creche, which I think is invaluable, rather than just dropping them off and wishing them all the best and hope they're okay through the day. You can actually see that and make that transition through before you actually commit. So it's a great part of the program.
Yeah, it is. And that's the benefits of our centres. You know, you can leave them for, you know, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, and that's a great way to transition children into care.
Absolutely. Hey, Vianney, you've done really well on your debut.